The World Service is really one of the jewels in the crown, if you like, of Britain's cultural life and international life, and it's well worth celebrating.
And you say personally that you owe a lot to the World Service.
I do indeed. I mean, when I was in captivity, for the first 4 years or four and a half years, I was in strict solitary with no news of the outside world whatsoever. But I was able to tap on the wall, and I tapped out my name using that long, laborious code, you know, one for A, two for B, and so on. And after three and a half years tapping at night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I heard the taps come back. And in the next room, there was John McCarthy and Terry Anderson and Brian Keenan. And they had a radio. I didn't have one. And, of course, then they brought me news of what was happening. First of all, news of my family, and then news of the outside world. I was astounded. You know, I didn't know anything about the fall of the Berlin Wall. I didn't know anything about the end of apartheid, and I'd worked for many years with Desmond Tutu. I didn't know how my family were. I didn't know if my mother was alive or not. And that news came through, tapped laboriously, one tap at a time, one for A, two for B. You know, when that happens, and I was tapping my name, you regret your name's Terry Wayne. It's a long way down the alphabet. But that was the World Service, you see. And then at the end of the experience, in the last few weeks, they did deemed to give me a radio, and that was a lifeline. I heard my cousin John Waite, who's been a broadcaster on Radio 4 and been a broadcaster on the World Service, he sent a special Christmas message one Christmas day. I was able to tune in, and they played some of my favorite music, which is the music of Bach's organ music. And, you know, it brought tears to my eyes because it was the first time I'd had any real contact and real personal message from John and from my family.
So there is injustice still in the world. Does that not mean that something like the World Service, and I suppose people would say in the right places, is as important as ever?
It's very important. Now, I told you about tapping on the wall and the people in the next cell. One of the people in the next cell was Terry Anderson. Terry Anderson was a journalist with Associated Press, and he was American. And he was locked up. And, of course, they had the radio. As I say, they could get the World Service, they could get local radio, they could get Voice of America. But Terry always used to say, the one service we depend on is the World Service. We know that that is going to be as free as possible and will not be necessarily as pushy or as culturally biased or as politically biased as perhaps some of the other stations are. And that's generally been the truth around the world, that people have been able to trust and depend on it. And although, of course, it has been traditionally and still is funded in part by the Foreign Office, the World Service has done a pretty good job in maintaining their independence. And someone like John Tusa, when he was director of the World Service, was a great, great director. And I always regret, I don't mind saying it publicly, I always regret that John was never put in charge of the BBC totally. It went to Bert, but it should have gone to John Tusa, in my opinion, who was a brilliant man, and then he left the BBC and went to run the Barbican in London.